30 seconds to TLI.
And go, Capcom.
Power coming up on 20 seconds to ignition. Mark it, and you're looking to go.
And Mike Collins gives him a mark, 20 seconds to ignition. Now he's counting for two. We see ignition. Lowell confirms ignition. And the thrust is okay, Booster says. Flight Dynamics says we look good, Flight. We're watching the thrust build. Trajectory, guidance, flight dynamics, everybody in the front, what's called the front trench of this control center, says they're happy. That includes the booster. Colin says you're looking good. Two hours, 51 minutes, and 30 seconds. That would put us about a minute into the burn. Apogee now 800 miles and climbing.
Looking good, Flight. GNC, looks good, Flight. Booster.
Hawaii confirms that they've got a very solid lock. And Borman almost nonchalantly says, Roger, we look good here at 2 hours 52 minutes. Flight Dynamics says we're exactly nominal. And cutoff is now predicted 2 hours 55 minutes 58 seconds. 2 hours, 55 minutes, and 58 seconds. The crew's been advised that they look, all values look exactly nominal, or just exactly what we'd hoped they'd be. Our present altitude is now about 3,000 miles, and we're go. These three crew members are traveling faster than man has ever flown before. There is very little conversation with the crew, but let's cut now to the crew and see what we can pick up.